Item 9 is consider consent calendar. During the motion for approval of the agenda, it was noted that subset D under the consent calendar is setting a public hearing for consideration for assessment of Davenport property. Is there any council members that want to remove A through D and discuss them individually? Three public hearings being set and a special meeting and regular meeting minutes. What about anybody in the public? Bonnie, come on up. We're setting the public hearing for July 15th, and that's when the actual discussion will occur. But this is for setting the public hearing. It'll be in the packet that goes out the Wednesday before, so it'll be the 11th of July, is that somewhere around there? But that'll be included in that next meeting's packet. Is there anybody that needs to remove any of the items from the consent calendar from the public, A through D?
Move to approve the consent calendar.
First by Jason to approve the consent calendar, second by Ron. Any last discussion? We do have some minutes on here, so we'll go ahead and roll call. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Consent calendar passes unanimously. Brings us to item 10, which is the claims. As I walked in, Faye gave me an addition. This is in addition to the claims that are already posted. This is a billboard lease addendum with Glover Investments LLC, and it's for $4,133. Is there any questions from council on the existing claims? 33. About questions in the public on the claims? Go ahead, Steve.
I'm assuming that we took two windshields in on the same day, but I see there's one through the finance and one through the human resource, basically the same amount. We didn't want to pay twice for... I'm going to start doing that. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on the claims? Public or council? What you have, Bonnie?
The project is complete, but bills usually take anywhere about 45 days to be paid, so this isn't the final bill. Yeah, and so there's still going to be further payments that will be made for probably the next month and a half or so. But the building is finished. The certificate of occupancy was given a week ago, last Friday. Yeah, that's for the base for the statue that was unveiled during the first Music on Main, as well as for the bricks that were used to incorporate into that base statue. Or wellness t-shirts. There's a wellness program that employees are voluntarily allowed to sign up for. That includes a lot of challenges to hopefully encourage the employees to live a little more active and healthier lifestyle. It's typical of a lot of larger employers. It's one way to try to fight the continued increase in healthcare premiums. And so one of the incentives that does come from that is if an employee completes the program, then they do receive a t-shirt. Actually, it's a long sleeve t-shirt.
Any other questions on the claims? Council or public?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims with addition of the billboard LOC $4,133.
I have a first by Steve with the, and a second by Rhea with the inclusion of the 4133 to Glover LLC. Is that your understanding, Rhea, on the motion?
That's correct.
Okay. And a first and a second. paying some bills here. Let's go ahead and roll call it. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Terry?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Bills are paid.